Accelerated Learning, Understanding How to Memorize and Change Your Learning Style, by Corey Hansen. Narrated by Mark Milroy. Chapter 1. Memorization is not a bad word at all. School is ending, and students surely welcome the break. That being said, they will do quite well to think on how they learn to learn, so that next fall they can be more effective with less effort. Interesting how that reminds me of school in general. In my experience with students, both the university students I teach and the secondary students that teachers tell me about, the biggest weakness students have is that they either try to recall school material by rote memorization or have no technique at all, depending on some kind of magical psychological osmosis. Even amongst students who rely on rote memory, they normally lack much of a strategy for memorizing. Depending on differing degrees of casual looking over the instructional material till they think they can remember it. Experiments show that students regularly overestimate how much they remember and underestimate the value of more research study. Additionally, many teachers at all levels have ridicule for memorization, stating that we should focus education on teaching students to think and solve issues, just as if you can think and resolve issues without understanding anything. A lot of teachers regard remembering as old-fashioned and even destructive of enlightenment. Ridicule for memorization is a relatively new phenomenon in education. In old times, people took great pains and pride in remembering big amounts of info. The introduction of printing greatly decreased the need to memorize history and cultural mores. In contemporary times, we have the web, where you can just Google what you need to know. So who needs to get brain strain attempting to remember things? Now we have a book by Samuel Arbesman, The Half-Life of Facts, Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date, where he reasons that there are no lasting facts. They all have a half-life, that is, the number of years it takes to falsify half of what you think are facts. He says that new facts are made all the time, often changing what we had formerly thought were facts. He argues we should just stop remembering and search for whatever existing facts we really need on the web. However, if there are no long-lasting facts, how are those you find on Google any more valid than those you memorize and can deploy in real time? There are some serious errors in Arbesman's position. Many facts are immutable. That is, they don't have a half-life. Events in history did actually take place, and while revisionist writers of school history books might change the reporting of those events, the facts remain true. Nixon covered up Watergate. Obama obfuscated Benghazi. The fact of DNA as a basis for heredity isn't likely to change. Many facts that do change will not change in a given person's life, and hence will work in day-to-day living. The internet is flooded with error, propaganda, and unvetted assertions. You do not always have internet access. In many situations, it isn't practical to search for what you need. Ever try to read or speak a foreign language where you have to search for the majority of the words? Ever try to use computer software where you need to repeatedly describe the user's manual? Proficiency in any field of undertaking requires a good deal of memorized facts. And if you want to prosper in life, it pays to be a professional. I can quickly make a strong case for memorization, specifically for schools. Here is a list supporting the importance of memorizing. Memorized information is always with you, even when you lack the time or access to sources where you could look it up. We think and solve issues with what is in working memory,